with us today, Huhana Linden, health spokesperson for the Greens. Thanks so much for your time, Huhana. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, tēnā tātou katoa.
Nothing surprises here as well, as they throw a mix of ideas out into the public arena in the hope that, I guess, those unenlightened or rednecks of New Zealand will follow their lead. Many of us see through this strategy, this political strategy. What are you making here of another kick in the guts for Māori aspirations when it comes to numbers of our people and Pacifica people getting a run into med school? I have touched on the fact that once in med school, you have to pass all the same exams as everybody else, so there's certainly no favouritism here. What's your gut reaction to what ACT are proposing here today, Huhana?
Look, I really want to add my support for the importance of the MAPAS admission scheme for both Māori and Pacific to get into med school, which operate between Otago and Auckland. And received this morning comms from the heads of the med schools, all standing alongside the importance of MAPAS. Whānau, we have less than 6% Māori doctors in the workforce, and for Pacific, it's even worse, it's less than 3% Pacifica. So when we go to Access Health Services, we want to and need to see our faces represented in the workforce. And MAPAS has been doing this work for decades, and Dr. Shane Detty, the former Minister of Health, he was in the MAPAS scheme. There are no additional favours. You get a bit of pastoral support and tautoko and harassment from our whānau when you're on the program, but the expectations are absolutely the same for our students to succeed and to have high academic outcomes. So I resent that they've done this review, they've done the review, and they have not made the report public. And yet, yesterday, the ACT Party came out in the afternoon and said, no, we're going to make this a political issue and we're going to campaign on it, that somehow Māori Pacifica are getting special treats and favours. That is not the case. This is not racially discriminating against others. Everyone is getting a fair shot, but these are dedicated spaces, and in fact we need more spaces to provide somewhere where our young people can enter into med school, get tautoko and then get out into the community and in our hospitals to support increasing and improving Māori and Pacific health outcomes.
Politicians, meddling in the affairs of organisations who have learnt to hone their programs for the desired outcome. So what we know is that MAPAS, which is the Māori and Pacific Admission Scheme, has been a successful formula. How long has it been going, and what's the feedback from the universities that use the scheme, as against those who from the outside are trying to make political mileage out of trying to push us apart as cultures and races?
Yeah, I want to pay special tribute to the House leaders of Māori Pacific and med schools that have come out united. Warwick Bagg, the head of the med school in Auckland, Suze Pitama down in Otago, Paparangi Reid, and Dr. Colin Tuku Tonga, Mati Te Howard, they're all like our health icons, and they are there saying, no, we need to carry on with MAPAS. We should not use MAPAS as a political whipping boy for this election. Far too important to continue to improve health outcomes by having this dedicated program that has proven it's been about 20 years. I reckon it's been going for ages. It's a part of our business as usual. And I look forward to the fact that we've got graduates coming out of med schools, Māori Pacific, who are dedicated and committed to coming home. I've got a cousin. He will graduate on the 11th of December in Otago. He will come back to Taitokiro. That's the cool thing. Once we train them, they will stay here and they want to support better health outcomes for our people. They should not be a whipping boy for the ACT Party or any other political party for this election.
Tēnā koe, thank you, Huhana. You've been very busy and no doubt will continue to be. What's on your agenda across the weekend, Tuihine?
We're heading down to Koroneihana today for the political Kāwanatanga Pōwhiri at 1:30, so looking forward to that, to joining all the political parties that will be present to honour the Koroneihana Tuarua for Ngā Waihono Itipō. Tomorrow at 5:30, I will be standing with Ngā Iwi o Te Taitokiro at Koroneihana, giving it my best on the Kapahaka stage. I am not strong and I'm definitely not Matatini equality, but I'm there for participation and I'm a great backup dancer. So that's pretty exciting, a bit nervous. And we're putting up billboards this weekend. So I've got an awesome team that are going to be hitting the road, putting up billboards because this weekend is billboard time.
You know, one thing about you that I've always noted is it's, you make yourself available, you're there. As you get out and about in the community of Taitukura, hard-pressed to find somebody who is involved in more tribal and community kaupapa than you. Huhana, how important is it to you, this sort of on-the-ground persona that you've cultivated and you work hard to achieve it?
Look, I'm not an electorate MP and I want to be an electorate MP, but I think that it's an obligation of representatives, whether you're local government or central government, to be active, present and connected. And it is while you are participating in the Kapahaka Rose or you're sitting at the marae having a cup of tea that you get to hear the genuine, authentic voice of community and what's on top. So I've got a lot of follow-up mahi from those conversations. And so I, you know, really enjoy supporting our whānau, our community, and providing that additional support on what they might need. If I become the electorate MP for Taitukero, then that will give me staffing and the ability to open offices too. So I'm really looking forward to what more I can deliver, not just Huhana herself, but more of a team if I become the electorate MP for Taitukero.
Tēnā koe. We'll get up there and do your stuff tomorrow at Tūranga Waiwai on that Kapahaka stage, Huhana. I'm sure you'll do us
my
all proud.
My poor game isn't very good, Matua. No, you know, please bear with me.
You'll be fine. Just wonderful to know that you're standing. Good on you, Huhana. Thanks very much. We'll follow the MAPAS issue closely as well. Mauri ora kia koe tuhine. Thanks again.
Tēnā koe. Thank you.
Tēnā koe.